It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to Friday.
Woohoo!
Spears on, it never gets old. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio. Weird Friday because Tony Burke's here. What's up, man?
It's not Thursday.
That's what happened. You know, when you're retired, Scoots, like Tony and myself, you never really know what day it is.
Yeah, when you said that to Scoot being Friday, I thought, man, I came in on the wrong day.
Well, do you mind staying?
Yeah, I'll stay.
All right, that's good. Scoots, welcome to the show, Scooter.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
As always.
Happy to be here. It's Friday, my favorite day of the week.
It is Oscars weekend. I know you guys are big movie buffs.
Yay.
Scooter is not a movie buff at all. Tony, compared to Scooter, you are a movie buff.
Yes, very much so.
Compared to him, I am Rain Man as far as it comes to movies.
And I know me and you, I'm about a third grader compared to you.
Oh, Oscars week. Have you seen any Oscar movies, Scooter?
No shot.
I did see Oppenheimer. Anybody else, Tony?
Nope. No, I don't have
Barbie.
I don't have Peacock.
Nobody saw Barbie on HBO Plus, HBO Max?
No.
Disappointing. I'm disappointed myself. I've only seen one. Usually I see two or three. Only one. Middletown Moe's already texting the show. He is fired up today. It is Friday, March 8th, which means we are 9 days away from Selection Sunday. It sneaks up on you. You're going through the conference season, and all of a sudden you go, oh, right. You're excited about the conference tournaments, end of the regular. Oh, yeah. By the way, Selection Sunday is 9 days away. First game of the tournament is a week from Tuesday in Dayton.
That's wild.
If you want to count it.
How many days to Derby?
I have no idea. Not that many. It's May 4th. I think that's right.
It's not very far away.
56.
Oh, it's good. Rain Man.
Speaking of
Rain, just my guess.
Speaking of Rain
not
Man.
Not confirmed.
M&M Carnage hotline's open. 502-384-1450 if you'd like to join in on the conversation. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Get your text into the show at that number. And don't forget, as Tony Burke reminds us, you can stop by Thornton's.
32 ounces, baby.
32 ounces or smaller. Fountain drink, 89 cents. Keep your day going in the right direction, especially a rainy day. You need something to refresh you. This is a nap day, right, Scoots?
Typically, yes, although today's going to be really
hard. I'm just
meaning
with the rain. This is a nap type of day.
I thought you meant on Fridays, because Fridays are typically my nap day, but today's going to be tough.
You got a double header.
Yeah. Why would a young guy take a nap with a weekend? A young single guy, Tony, taking a nap when the weekend is at his disposal.
Because this young single guy got home after 11 last night, had to be here at 6:45, and won't get home till late again tonight.
Scoot, we don't have, and we got the violin out here. Me and John worked night work for years. I used to get home. I used to work Friday nights, get off at 7:30, go to bed at 8, and get up at noon. Man, ready for the weekend.
That's ridiculous.
Tony's saying you're soft.
And I am soft.
I agree.
When it comes to sleep, I am soft. I need my 8.
You know how them kids are, John.
Come in today, grab an icy cold thirst quencher from Thornton's, and hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. Middletown Moe, Spears, do you believe Big Z can be a pick and pop, pick and roll nightmare right now? Nightmare is a strong word, Tony, but he has shown, along with Dillingham and along with Wagner and Shepard, that that's a thing that he is a little skilled at doing. Is that fair?
Yeah, I tell you all the time, I think it's hard to defend him.
I give up
a little bit of defense, because that pick and roll, you have to honor him, because if you don't, you saw what happened the other day on the roll. He went in and dunked it, and even if he doesn't get the ball, they got to play him. So that gives – no help.
On Dillingham and on Shepard and on Wagner
huge,
and Reeves.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Before I forget, St. X and Seneca tonight, 7th region semifinal right here on the Big X from Valley High School, 7:30 tip, 7:30-ish. There is a game before Trinity Emanuel, the other semifinal. 7:30-ish. We'll be on the air at 7:15 right here on the Big X, Tony and I.
They should be pretty much on time unless there's OT, because there's 2-hour gap.
Emanuel Trinity game. Should be a good one.
It should be.
And should be a real good one. And the 6th region, I'm doing this off the top of my head because I don't have it in front of me. Noon tomorrow, DeSales will play Evangel.
I can tell you the teams.
No, it's not Evangel.
It's not Evangel?
Mm-mm.
It's not Fairdale. Does Fairdale play Evangel?
They must, yeah.
And then the other team is J-Town. Here, we'll look it up. We'll look it up at the break.
Yeah, I know DeSales and Evangel were on opposite sides.
I think DeSales plays J-Town, and I'm not going to swear to that.
I picked J-Town to win the region. I know I'm off center here. Most people are picking Evangel, and those that aren't are picking DeSales. So I picked J-Town to win that
And I picked DeSales.
All right, a lot of college basketball. The system was 0-1 last night, but it's a 0-1 that I told you not to bet. In fact, I told you I was going to bet Arizona. Arizona at UCLA, 88-65. That is five straight losses for Mick Cronin and the boys. They're 14-16. And if you want to be the coach at Louisville next year, you don't have a run like this at the end of the season with UCLA if you're Mick Cronin. Tony, is there any chance that Mick Cronin ends up sitting in Kenny Payne's seat next year?
I don't think so. I didn't think it was a good fit from day one. And UCLA,
from a fan's perspective, it sounds awful.
UCLA's been funny, and over the years here lately, they were really supposed to be good this year. They had all these guys coming in, all these freshmen and these guys from Europe, and they have not been. They got a losing record.
Yeah, they're not good. Arizona ranked fifth in the country. They're trying to regain that number one spot in the postseason in the NCAA tournament. Joe Lunardi kind of took it away from them and said Tennessee, with their win at South Carolina, their resume is now better. And as long as they can beat Kentucky on Sunday, that Tennessee is going to be the fourth number one, and Arizona will be the one team out. Fairdale will play DeSales at noon. I had it all wrong.
Yeah, we were all over
and
that.
And J-Town will play Evangel at 1:30. Those games are at Valley tomorrow, 6th Region. Scooter, you're doing the games tonight for Glycod, right?
I am. Yep. I'll be there with you guys.
You and Mark Lieberman?
Mark Lieberman, right?
You going to be there tomorrow, too?
I will not be. I've got to go to Lexington tomorrow, Dunbar, for a 11th Region game.
He's everywhere.
He is the man.
He is everywhere. The other top 25 game last night, Washington goes on the road and upsets 18th-ranked Washington State 74-68. I watched a bunch of this game. Keon Brooks had 22-9. He has turned into a terrific collegiate player since he left Kentucky. And I think he was good at Kentucky, Tony. I think if he stayed, he would have been just as good at Kentucky. But he found a new home at Washington. It's been great. Sevier Wheeler came off the bench last night. He had 6 points and 9 assists. But a big win for the Huskies last night over their arch rival,
which secured the Pac-12 for Arizona. By the way, where are they going in the conference realignment?
Who, Washington?
Arizona.
Pac-12. Big 12.
Arizona's going to the Big
Arizona,
12, too?
Arizona State, Utah, Colorado, if I'm not mistaken.
I could not remember where they were going.
Facts are optional.
That Arizona, that Big 12, I mean, they added BYU this year in Houston, by the way. Cincinnati and Central Florida, and then next year they're adding those four teams. Shouldn't it be the Big 20 by now?
No kidding.
But, well done, I guess. Well done. And then, of course, the ACC is jumping in with SMU, Stanford, and Cal.
Wow. That's a real upgrade.
Cal lost by 22 at home on the road last night. Utah lost. That was a big loss for Utah. They were first four out before that loss last night. And they lost on the road at a bad Arizona State team. So, again, if you're one of these bubble teams, you're just scoreboard watching. That's a good win for Indiana, believe it or not. That Utah loss is good for Indiana. I know Scooter's shaking his head like there's no way, John.
No way.
It's not going to happen.
I'm just not letting my hopes get up.
They're 17-13. They play a Michigan State team for the first time this year. Haven't played them yet. They're 18-12. If Indiana can win Sunday, they will have the same record as Michigan State overall. They will have the same record in conference, and they will have beaten Michigan State. That is how you get into the tournament late in the year.
Was Michigan State getting in?
That's the thing.
No,
if it comes down to those two teams.
If it comes down to those two, but
Indiana gets the – all you're doing now is looking at other teams you have to get – a better resume.
I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying that Michigan State was in if they beat them.
If you lose to Michigan State, now you're not going to have a better resume and you're not going to get in. but win at home against Michigan State.
Big Ten's not going to help them, though.
I know you don't want to talk about recruiting news today, Scooter.
No. So what else? What else we got on the docket?
Wow, he really doesn't want to talk about
it. All-star only recruit. Five
now,
stars.
Mike Woodson said, again, I think he was a little testy with the media. They asked him about it. What's the kid's name?
Liam McNeely.
Liam McNeely, a Hoosier, right?
No, he's from Florida.
Florida?
Or he's from Texas, plays down at Mont Verdon, Florida.
Anyway, he decommitted yesterday, I guess. Mike Woodson was asked about it and said, I'm not going to talk about recruiting with you guys. And then he said, but we're going to have a great summer recruiting. Well, okay, do you want to talk about it or not?
What does Mike talk about?
He didn't talk about anything. He didn't want to talk about his job status. He didn't want to talk about recruiting. It's like Bill Belichick. We are on to Cincinnati. You know, we're on to Michigan State. Any questions about Michigan State? Let's go ahead and talk about that one since we opened that can of worms. Indiana has won three straight after the 70-58 win at Minnesota. Michigan State has just beat Northwestern in what had to be one of the most exciting games of the year, 53-49. Yeah, that's sarcasm. But they had lost three straight before that. They have lost three of their last four. And I wrote this down, and Scooter thinks I'm crazy. Tournament implications in this game on Sunday, as he still shakes it. You're going to hurt your head if you keep shaking it.
My neck's going to be sore.
What seed is Indiana going to be in the Big Ten tournament? Six?
I don't think it'll be as high as six. Right now they're, what, four, eight, number nine. But if you get a win over Michigan State, they'll have the same record of 10. I think it'll probably be an eight, if I had to guess.
Eight?
Yeah. Maybe a nine. Not good.
The matchup indicator on ESPN.
Here we go. I love the matchup
ESPN
indicator.
ESPN has Michigan State as a 71% chance to win that game.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Sounds right.
They're not very good. And then
Indiana's not playing
well. And you say Indiana's not any good. Look at the last three games.
Well, and Tony,
is that not the best three games in a stretch that they played all year?
You could make that argument. Yeah.
Did you see what Wisconsin did last night?
Nope.
They put a whooping on Rutgers.
One thing I want to correct, though, you, Tony, is you say Indiana's at home. It's not the same Assembly Hall anymore. And Indiana's proven that time and time again this season.
Well, I don't think they're playing at a neutral court.
I do.
I'd rather play at a neutral court.
Would you rather play in East Lansing? Come on.
No.
I will say this. I love what the Big Ten's doing. They're making Sunday all about the Big Ten. Everybody's playing Saturday. There is one Big Ten game on Saturday. Everybody's playing Saturday. Everybody in the country is playing on Saturday.
Okay, I thought you were talking about Big Ten-wise.
And then, except for Minnesota Northwestern, they play. By the way, Minnesota and Indiana have the same. They're tied for eighth. So I guess you're for Northwestern if you're Hoosier fan on Saturday. But then Sunday, the other six Big Ten games are Sunday, and they go from noon to 7:30. You can Big Ten veg out on Sunday if you want to, including Michigan State, Indiana, 4:30 on CBS.
All right, who in the Big Ten has a chance to get in? I just pulled up the standings. Purdue, Illinois.
In.
Wisconsin.
Gotta say Nebraska.
I think Wisconsin's in.
Nebraska would be the next one.
Northwestern.
They're 20-10 and 11-8, but they're slumping.
They're tied for third in the Big Ten, though.
Yes.
So unless they lose to Minnesota and lose in the first round of the tournament, they're in. They got 20 wins.
Well, here's where it gets important for IU. Iowa.
Iowa plays Illinois Sunday night.
Michigan State, Indiana, Minnesota, who they just beat.
Right.
I'm looking at records. No. They're all 18-12 in the same in conference.
Here's the thing, Scooch. Northwestern's at home Saturday against Minnesota. Let's just say Northwestern wins that game.
They will.
Illinois beats Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana beats Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana is now tied with Iowa and Michigan State ahead of Minnesota at 10-9, so they would be tied for sixth all of a sudden.
At 10-10, yeah.
At 10-10. I'm sorry, I said 10-9. At 10-10. They would be tied for sixth, and all of a sudden you go, man.
They get to play in Dayton.
Well, you'd have the tiebreaker over Michigan State. I don't know about Iowa, but.
You going to let that one go? They get to play in Dayton, Tony said. You going to let that one go?
It's fine.
The tiebreaker against Michigan State is you beat them. You're only playing them once.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So we'd be the 7 seed if all that plays out.
It's set. I don't know. Tony, when's the last time the Big Ten took more than 7 teams? Every year is the answer to that question.
Oh, they're only getting 5 this year. I'll be the first to tell you.
Oh, I don't know.
5.
The parity now maybe in college 6. Basketball has changed things. Who gets the most teams in the tournament? Is it the Big 12, even though they got fewer teams?
Well, here's what I think, guys. When you look at it and you see Iowa, Michigan State, Indiana, Minnesota, it's who goes on a run. If somebody goes on a run
in the tournament
Sunday, does really well in the Big Ten tournament, then they're probably the next team.
And Indiana has begun that run. That's my point, because the committee, they're not supposed to do this, but they do take into account how you're playing your last 10 games. And win this game, that's 4 in a row. I don't know who you're going to play in it would be the second round, I guess, of the Big Ten tournament. Win that game, that's 5 in a row. And now you're in the quarterfinals.
Just wish I could have your confidence.
Well, the first segment was the Scoot.
The talent is there.
It's there.
Khalil Ware, Mbako, Xavier Johnson's back, and I know I've given him grief on this show for the last 2 years. You never know which X you're going to get, but if you get the good one, look out. Trey Galloway, who am I missing? I'm missing somebody else. But
Scooter, I do agree with one thing. You know, in the Big Ten tournament, we're saying they're going to win games, but if they lose
they
the
never
game,
play well in the Big Ten
then tournament. They're done.
Never.
They have a history. Just like Scooter loves to bring up Purdue's tournament history, NCAA tournament history. He doesn't want to talk about Indiana's Big Ten tournament history because it's not good.
No.
And tournament history.
And tournament history lately. Big 12, Houston's in, Iowa State's in, Baylor's in, Kansas is in, Texas Tech's 21-9.
Big 12's the answer to your question, John. I don't even know if it's
BYU's in, TCU, Oklahoma, both have 20 wins. Texas Tech has 21 wins. Texas is 19-11, and they are ninth in the Big 12, Tony. They're ninth.
Tied with Oklahoma.
Tied for eighth then. Yeah, tied for eighth in the Big 12. Do they get in? Big 12 is going to get more than anybody.
They're going to get the most.
SEC is right there.
Yep.
I had a texter earlier in the year say, why do you keep talking about like the SEC is good? Well, let me tell you why. Because the SEC is good. Tennessee might be the best team in the country. Not named Purdue or Connecticut. I'd put them up there with them. South Carolina, 24 wins. Auburn, 23. Kentucky, 22. Alabama, 20-10. And by the way, Alabama is still top 5 in the net. I don't understand it. I don't get it, but they are. Florida's got 21 wins.
Those six
are in.
Yep.
Mississippi State has a home game against South Carolina on Saturday. If they win that at home, that's their 20th win, and that's a quad one win. So I would not throw Mississippi State out. I say 7 out of the SEC unless somebody crazy jumps up and wins the SEC tournament. I say 7. You going to go with that or are you going to stick at 6?
You're right. It comes down to Mississippi State. If Mississippi State wins a few games, Mississippi State's in. I do not see Texas A&M getting in and then everybody below them, no. I know Ole Miss has got 20 wins. They're 7-10 in the conference, but they beat a bunch of little sisters of the poor early in the year.
All right, let's take a break. We'll preview Kentucky and Tennessee, Boston College and Louisville. Talk about all the college games coming up. Big injury in the NBA last night as well, at least a potentially big injury. We'll talk about that as well. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio on this Friday. Scooter Dingus, man in the producer's chair. The ACC Women's Tournament is well underway here, and the Cards are in trouble. They trail Notre Dame 48-35 at last check, late third quarter.
49-35 now.
Late third quarter. The Cards were the 5 seed. Notre Dame was the 4 seed in this tournament. So not looking good for the home team. Jeff Wall's team needs to rally in the fourth quarter to stay alive. It does. They're going to have to win a few more games here if they want to have a host for the first two rounds of the tournament. That's not going to happen.
No.
They're probably not going to be hosting in the Yum Center. They will have to go on the road to probably a three seeds home, because I project them maybe a six here, maybe even a seven. They've struggled down the stretch here, Jeff Wall's team. But we'll keep you updated on that score throughout the hour. All right, Tony, ACC, Carolina's in, Duke's in. Virginia's a bubble team, according to Joe Lunardi. In fact, they're one of the last four in. Clemson's got 21 wins. Pitt's got 20 wins. Syracuse has 20 wins. How many teams out of the ACC? Because I think I think the lack of ACC teams in is going to help teams like Indiana, teams in the middle of the pack in the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the SEC to maybe get in because the ACC struggled this year.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, Pitt, Syracuse, and everybody thought Wake Forest a few weeks ago, but yeah, they're 18-12. Syracuse does not scare me. I guess six of them get in. Gosh, it doesn't seem like
six get in.
Should.
Syracuse is one of them, right?
Yeah. And these conference tournaments have a lot to do with
it. Oh, they're going
to
be huge.
They're going to have a lot to do with it.
They're going to be huge. How about the Pac-12? It's the final season of the Pac-12. You got Arizona. You got Washington State. Those are gimmies. Colorado's win last night at Oregon was huge.
Yeah, they're 21-9 and 12-7 at conference.
That was big for Tad Boyle's team. Oregon 19-11.
Just throw Utah, the rest of them out.
Utah is one of the last four out, first four out as well. We know UCLA's 14-16, Washington 17-14. Nope. Yeah, Pac-12 again. This helps the Big Ten and the SEC. Pac-12 and ACC, Scoots not getting that many teams in.
So what do we come up with on the number for Pac-12? Five.
No, I don't think so.
Four,
you don't think
I think.
Five?
I think four.
I think they'll end up getting five.
Well, they'd have to take Oregon and Utah.
Yeah, I give Utah and Oregon a nod for sure.
He's so easy on the other conferences, but he won't back up the Big Ten. That amazes me. He won't back up his own Hoosiers.
Isn't it hard?
I'm not like these SEC folks out here.
Oh, here he goes.
My roommate's a Kentucky fan, so he's an SEC guy as well. I don't understand that mindset of wanting to cheer for your conference. And I get it if you're, like, at the school because you get money from it if the other schools in your conference do well. But as a fan, from a fan perspective, I've never understood your own conference thing.
So, Indiana fan, I understand you don't cheer for Purdue. I completely get that.
I don't cheer for anybody in the Big Ten.
Kentucky fan does not cheer for Tennessee. I'm talking about when you get to the tournament and you're not in the same bracket. You're not pulling for Northwestern?
Nope. I'm not.
Really?
Nope. I kind of agree with him.
But it's like with SEC, it's all laser focus. How the SEC team's doing. How's Auburn won? Yeah, woohoo!
Do you know why?
I mean, like, I guess it's a whole money thing, but I don't know how that affects fans.
It just means more.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
That's what they say. But
I've heard that. I think I heard it.
I've heard it a time or two.
On the Feinbaum show, I think, where I heard it.
Well, going back to the Pac-12 guy, UCLA 14-16.
And they're fifth in the conference. Tied for fifth.
The Huskies of Washington are 17-14. And, you know, they have all these transfers. They have the kid from McKahee from Rutgers.
Yep.
They got
UK
guys. Yep. And then you go down to Bobby Hurley. He is 14-16 at Arizona State.
You mean the former coach of Arizona State?
Yes. And then USC, who was supposedly going to be a good team this year, 13-17.
They did win last night. They didn't cover, but they did win at home last night. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that's not that's Michigan. I was trying to do that.
And the Beavers are in last place.
Where they should be. All right, Big East. Connecticut. Now, here's another conference that's going to cut into some teams, cut into some other conferences. UConn, Creighton, Marquette are in. Actually, I take it back. They're not going to cut that deeply. Seton Hall is fourth in the conference right now. I think they're in. They had a big win this week. They're 19-11 overall, but they're 12-7 in the Big East, and that means something. Providence and St. John's and Villanova are 10-9. They have 19, 18, and 17 wins overall. St. John's is one of Lenardi's last four in.
Did you see both Patino's where the last two hit. Out of the last four?
I would love to see St. John's playing New Mexico.
That would be great.
In the first round. Yeah. In Dayton. So I'm going to say they get six.
Yep.
I'm going to say they get
Providence
six.
Goes
now, Providence
on a
plays
roll,
UConn this week. Saturday at home. But I'm just saying.
Do you think Providence and Villanova, one of those two, are in?
I think one of those two gets in. But again, if Providence, Villanova, St. John's don't win a tournament, a Big East tournament game, then they're going to be teetering big time.
Okay, if St. John's is on the fence, would they pull Rick Pitino in or pull Rick Pitino out?
Boy, that's a great question. If you're the NCAA, now it shouldn't have – it's done – these are – committee members are from schools. They're not from the NCAA. But do you hold it against Louisville? Not Louisville. You hold it against St. John's that they hired Rick Pitino as their coach? Boy, that is a great question.
Or does it help them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could work either way. I don't know. If you need that push over the fence, do you push him or do you push him back?
I would say Ricky P is a guy you want in the tournament.
Yeah, I think so too.
Texter says, if you can read lips and you're offended by certain words, do not watch South Carolina women's team on the SEC Network right now. Coach Dawn Staley is letting the F-bombs fly as she rips her team during a timeout. All right. I don't know why. I just wanted to read that. TJ says, what is your last meal Friday Lenten dinner? Why is he asking that?
You going to die?
Did you talk to my doctors or something? I don't know.
It's going to be Mike Lennox.
We're going to Mike Lennox on the way to Valley tonight. Scooter's never eaten at Mike Lennox.
Never.
That blows my mind.
I mean, I want to. I haven't had anybody to go with.
We'll be out there at about 4:30.
Well, and you all didn't invite me. I go on
air. I'm just getting ready to say
Scooter,
it. 4:30,
you are invited.
We'll be there.
Tony, I go on air at 5. Thanks for the invite, though.
Oh, that's right.
You can get there a half hour before us. You're only down the street from Valley.
And you can order for us, then we'll get there and you can leave. Texture
and
says,
pay for it.
Scoots is spot on. Boy, that's why he wanted me to read the text.
Yeah.
As a Louisville fan, I'm rooting against all ACC teams, even while we are at the tournament. SEC fans are weird.
Thanks, Texture. Thanks for backing me up.
I believe this. If you – and I do the same thing in bowl games, too. You know,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Are you okay with that in bowl games?
No. I mean, I'm not cheering for Big Ten teams in bowl games either. No.
So, if, let's say, Iowa is playing Kentucky in a bowl game.
Okay. In that scenario, I'm going to go for Big Ten.
Well, then you lied. I thought you would pull for the SEC against
Penn State, Alabama.
One of those hated Big Ten teams.
Hey, if we're being completely transparent, John, I don't care one way or the other about Iowa, Kentucky in a bowl game. I hate bowl
Penn
games.
Penn State, Alabama in a national semifinal.
Doesn't matter to me.
Whoever you bet on, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
green is our favorite color. All right. I guess I'm just never going to get it. NBA last night, we'll quickly touch on that before we take a break. Steph Curry got hurt. Did you see this, Tony?
No.
Hurt his ankle late in the Golden State loss to Chicago. Golden State lost at home to the Bulls last night. He didn't come back in. There was like 3 minutes left. He turned his ankle. He went directly into the locker room. And some of the quotes after the game, you know, the standard stuff, well, we don't know yet. We have to wait and see. But Klay Thompson pretty much said, well, if he could be out a while, and if he is, we're just going to have to – other guys are going to have to step up. Golden State's in a precarious spot in the standings right now. They can't go a long time without Steph.
Lose by 50, win by 30, then lose to the Bulls at home. There's a roller coaster.
Crazy, isn't it? Isn't it crazy? Karl-Anthony Towns will have surgery on his torn meniscus. He is expected to be back early in the playoffs. How big is that for Minnesota?
Oh, it's a big one. They have one of the best records in the NBA.
If they're a two, then they're going to be playing a seven.
But in the West, it doesn't matter, man.
The West is tough. The West is tough. Did you see Anthony Edwards' block?
I was going to ask you if you saw it.
I didn't see it till I got here. I watched it on my phone.
Did you see the interview after the game?
No, but he hit his head on the backboard as he blocked a shot that would have tied the game.
On the rim.
On the rim, as it would have tied the game.
He was being interviewed after the game, and she said, did you, hit your head on the backboard kind of like you did? And he goes, no, I hit it on the rim, and it it really hurts. He goes, that's as high as I think I've ever got up.
Okay. Did he put his hand on a teammate and kind of
look like he might have got a little
push him. Got a little help. That's all. Just a little help. He also had 44 points, by the way. Let's don't forget that. Minnesota beat Indiana 113-111 in Indianapolis. Good win there. Phoenix beat Toronto 120-113. No Devin Booker last night, but they get the win anyway. Dallas 114, Miami 108. You said this to me, and I agree. Nobody cries like Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
Every play.
He's so good.
Oh, I got fouled again. They're not going to call every foul in the NBA. If they did, they would be – everybody would foul out.
They don't call every foul at any level of basketball.
And the games will be 4.5 hours.
Yeah, he only had 35, 11, and 11.
He's so great, he doesn't need
to
do that.
He doesn't need to. You're right.
A game I told you to watch last night, Denver, I watched a lot of it, beat my Celtics 115-109. That is, I'm going to say, likely a finals preview. Is that fair? Those teams are, I mean, Boston, I think, is the best team in the league. I'm a little biased. I'm looking through green shamrock glasses here.
I love Denver.
But I think Denver's the best team in the West.
I stayed up my whole game, Scoot. You believe that?
That's impressive.
Scoot, you didn't do that?
No. Man, I was busy.
It was a good one. I was going to bed third quarter, and I go, why don't I just stay up? This is too entertaining. And it was.
It's high-quality basketball when those two teams are playing.
And what I say, Brown had 41, but he was 7 for 14 from the foul line.
Jalen, which means he could have had 48 or you know, maybe even more.
Well, and he was questionable going in, right?
Aren't we all?
I was questionable when I went to bed last night. I was just happy to wake up. Sacramento late night beat San Antonio 131-129 last night. Oh, you're Sacramento. I love watching the Kings play. Love watching them play. De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, Domantas Sabonis.
Fox had 33 last night. He had 44 the night before.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
If you're looking for some NBA tonight, Minnesota, Cleveland. On ESPN at 7:30. Donovan Mitchell still banged up. Probably won't play tonight. And Milwaukee and the Lakers are the 10 o'clock game on ESPN. I always pull for the Lakers to lose.
I don't even like watching the Lakers.
Sorry.
Sorry, Godfather. Sorry, Toddfather.
Toddfather, if you're listening. Texture says, you pull for the conference because it makes you look better if everyone else in the conference wins. Thank you, Texture.
I mean,
suck it, Scooter.
I mean, I guess, but it still doesn't make much sense to me.
When you don't like those teams, Scooter, you don't like those teams, right, that are in your conference?
Look, if Kentucky fan pulls for Tennessee, then I got a problem with that Kentucky fan. But anybody else, I'm fine with it.
Because you're used to it, because that's all you've ever known, because that's all SEC fans have ever done.
Oh, you're right. I've been blind to it for 60 years. I don't do what I want to do. I do what everybody else tells me to
That's
do.
That's right.
You're sheep. Right, Scooter. What was I thinking?
You're a sheep.
When we take a break, we'll come back, preview Kentucky and Louisville for tomorrow. I know you don't want to hear about Louisville, but we do have to preview it. They've got two games left. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage, right here on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke, Scooter Dingus. Final segment of the week, Scooter.
Woo!
I didn't know if you were going to get that out with all that chicken and fries in your mouth there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Eating good.
It's Lent.
Yeah, I already messed up today. I had meat for breakfast.
Oh, so do it again?
I just figured if I already messed up, I might as well just keep on rolling.
Well, I'll get you a steak sandwich here in a minute.
Okay, sweet. Great. I'll take you up
and
on
and a
that.
Steak sandwich.
Nine system games on the dock this weekend. This will be the last weekend for system games because we're not going to count them in the tournament. You're going to have a whole lot of number ones against number eights. And by the way, there are no home teams in the conference
tournament. Pretty much neutralizes it.
That neutralizes it big time. We talked about the A-Sun yesterday. Tony Stetson beat Jacksonville by
one.
Number two versus number 10. I wanted Jacksonville to go ahead and win it and see where they were seated. I did look today. Lenardi's got Stetson, if they can beat Austin Peay on Sunday, as a 16 seed against UConn.
Remember when Bellarmine won the A-Sun tournament? They were playing Jacksonville, and Jacksonville didn't go either.
No, Jacksonville State went because they won the regular season.
Wasn't that?
That was the rule.
That's bizarre.
Jacksonville State was a huge Bellarmine fan that night.
Yes.
In Jacksonville, they if they win, they're in. If they lose, too bad. Bellarmine's not in. You're out, too. Sorry. That's how it goes. So, 9 system games this weekend. Last system weekend of the year. I got to bet them all, Scoots. Maybe 20 a pop.
Boy, you got
whoa.
One.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You got one of your favorites on there.
I haven't really looked at them.
The Wildcats of Kansas State.
Oh, they are terrible. Who they got?
Iowa State.
We don't have spreads, of course. M&M Cartage hotline is closed. Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. Last chance to get your text into the newsroom here. Buzz texted. He didn't know I had green shamrock glasses. He thought that would look pretty funny on me. I don't really have green shamrock glasses. That was just a Celtic joke. Just in case you were wondering.
No.
All right, Kentucky-Tennessee, Tony. Number 15, number 4, 22-8 against 24-6, 12-5 Cats in the conference against the regular season champion Vols. They're 14-3, 4 o'clock CBS. Kentucky coming off a 93-77 home win against Vandy. Tennessee coming off an impressive 66-59 win at South Carolina. Here's what the stakes are here. Tennessee is playing for a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. If they win this game, I would say, first of all, it's another quad one win for Tennessee. I would say it gets them, regardless of what happens in the SEC tournament, it gets them that fourth number one seed.
Think it
disagree
does.
Or agree?
I think they're right on the tails of Arizona because Arizona keeps winning. But I think Tennessee's a better team.
The resume's better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they pass them, but if they win a couple
games. Well, Lenardi's already passed them.
Oh, he already has?
He's already moved them up. So, now he's not always right.
Not always right. He says he is.
Hey, if you're doing that job, you got to have belief in yourself. Because if you come out and if you're really, really wrong, nobody's going to pay attention anymore.
I think if they put you in a bunker, you'd have them all.
I never get out of it. Gonna have a nice sturdy ladder to get me out of it.
Don't you love earlier in the year when you're watching a game and all of a sudden they bring Joey Brackets on in the middle of the game and he starts talking while the game's going
wait
on
till this
showing.
Week.
And I'm like, I'm trying to watch the game. I don't care what Joey Brackets says.
Wait till this week. You're gonna see a whole lot of Joey Brackets from the bunker. Kentucky Stakes, well, this is maybe even bigger. You're playing for the number 2 seed in the SEC tournament. You could be the 5 or the 6 even if certain things go wrong here if you lose this game. Now, Kentucky has played much better on the road than they have at home in the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season. They won at Auburn. They won at Mississippi State. They've lost some home games. Assess Kentucky's chances here for me, Tony.
Well, my personal opinion, you know, I think we talked about what we thought the spread was going to be yesterday, 4.5, 5.5, yeah. 6, somewhere in that range. I mean, you definitely got to like Tennessee in the game. But the way Kentucky scores.
They're a confident team.
What do you think the over and under is on this game?
Doesn't matter. Bet the over.
Yeah.
They're it's going to be make like 170.
It was last time it was 170 in a Kentucky game. The final was 117-95. So, I mean. The Vandy game was 160.5. It was a low-scoring game for the first 10 minutes. It still went over about 10 points.
Okay.
So bet the over.
Dalton Knecht, everybody's.
Didn't play well in the first meeting.
Did not. And
didn't shoot it particularly well.
He only averages 0.7 more points a game than Antonio Reeves. Reeves is 20 on the nose. Dalton Knecht is 20.7.
But everybody knew who Reeves was coming in this year. Nobody knew who Dalton Knecht
was. But if you watch a game, all they do is talk about Dalton Knecht. And he's that good. He's an NBA player.
Yes.
But when you watch a Kentucky game, do they just talk about Reeves the whole time?
They get to Reeves.
They get to him later in the game when they're like, well, he's got a
who's the first guy they talk about?
Dillingham.
Yeah.
And Reed Shepard.
Oh, and Shepard. Yeah, those two.
I think those two guys together.
Well, they didn't start. Here they come.
Yeah. First thing, as I mentioned, then maybe they get to Reeves. Right,
he's not an afterthought, but he's the second thought.
If Kentucky, and by the way, this is a Kentucky team that has confidence that previous Kentucky teams I don't think had. These guys think they're going to win.
They all think they're going to win.
And I've seen teams that go into a game like this at Tennessee, thinking, And you just watch the body language and go,
They're going to lose. By a bunch.
This team's got great body language. And by the way, Kentucky won last year in Knoxville as a double-digit underdog. Now, they're not going to be a double-digit underdog, I don't think. But they lost. They won last year as a double-digit underdog. Don't think Rick Barnes isn't impressing that upon his team as well. Rick Barnes, 2003 Final Four with Texas, Tony, but he's never been with Tennessee. They have... I don't want to say they're Purdue, but they've struggled in the NCAA tournament as well.
Hadn't he won 800 games, they were saying the other night?
800?
Yeah.
Maybe. I would think so.
Talk about being a Hall of Famer and everything.
Oh, he's a Hall of Famer.
But he's never won the big one.
UT won the first meeting, as we mentioned, in Rupp, 103-92. You know, I don't think Kentucky wins this game. But if you're John Calipari, just don't get blown out, right? Don't lose by 25 because that takes a whole lot of moxie away from your team.
By the way, little bit of an update for you all. Roush just texted and said the spread opened at 9.5.
Wow.
There's no total yet.
That's a big number.
That is a big number.
And Barnes has won over 800 games in 37 years of coaching.
That's a lot of coaching is what that is.
His wife just cashes the checks, John.
Yep, I got 9 here on the CBS Sports ticker. Here's one for you. What do you think spread is Kansas at Houston?
Kansas at Houston. Houston is 4.
10.
10?
What?
Are you okay?
10?
Everybody all right?
Let's all put up 50 and bet Houston.
Scooter, get up off the floor.
That's insane. Okay? That number's way too high.
Carolina at Duke. What do you think it is?
Carolina at Duke.
At Duke.
Cameron. Carolina's
3.5.
2.5.
Duke is 4.5.
Oh, my God.
What?
What?
I just like that reaction. I wanted to hear it again. Yeah, Duke 4.5 at home over the Tar Heels.
Wow, those are some numbers right there.
Interesting, right? To say the least. I got to talk about it. Boston College at Louisville. The Eagles are 16-14.
All right, we're done.
12. That's just mean. He's mean-spirited, Scoots. Cards are 8-22, 3-16 in league play. They have clinched, I guess if that's a word you want to use, the 15 seed in the ACC tournament. 5:30 game on the CW. Virginia Tech beat U of L last time. Louisville coming off an 80-64 loss. BC coming off a nice 67-57 win at Miami. I know Miami is stuck the second half of the year, but that's a nice win for BC, who won the first meeting in Boston. Chestnut Hill, actually, 89-77 over the Cards.
We should not be talking about Boston College beating Louisville.
Why?
It should never happen. It's happened the last few years.
Well, up there though,
the games on CW. I mean, come on, where has the program gone?
What are you doing at 5:30 on Saturday?
I'm watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That's 5:20. That's the end of Buffy the Vampire Slayer before the Cards and the Eagles come on TV. That's just mean. I'm turning into Tony. I'm getting mean too.
But it is so ridiculous. It is so ridiculous that we're even having these conversations.
I don't have a spread there. Quentin Post, 7-footer, averages 16.8 points and 8 rebounds a game. Brandon Huntley Hatfield, 6'10", averages 12.7, 8.4.
BHH, baby.
That might be where the game is decided, right down low in the post, the 7-footer against the 6'10", BHH. There's nothing to say here because it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter.
It's terrible. It's terrible to even think.
Win, you go to 9-22. Great. Lose, you go to 8-23. Who cares?
And 3-17 in the conference.
All Cardinal fan wants to do right now is find out who the next coach is going to be.
And I still hear from people, John, that Kenny should get another year. There's no way. There's nobody in those seats. They're not winning any games in conference. It's just the old dumpster fire.
But, Tony, there's 2 5-star recruits ready to commit if it's the third year.
I love that picture the other
And one
day.
Of them was on campus last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
For about an hour.
Yeah. As a token of appreciation. Because you know what's good? Because Kenny's a good dude.
That's right.
Notre Dame 65, Louisville 60 with 3 minutes to go.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Here come the Cards.
What a comeback.
I'd watch it. Well, I can probably pull it up on my phone. Everybody talk amongst yourselves. No.
We turn the volume down this time.
Two games tomorrow night. Boise State is at 21st ranked San Diego State.
You mean tonight?
Tonight, I mean Friday night. It's 10 o'clock on FS1, and VCU at 25th ranked Dayton. So no games to fit into the system tonight. All right, Tony, you ready for the system games quickly? Because I think are we running out of time, Scooter? You tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he can't tell me. He's got a fat mouthful of chicken.
Yeah, we're running out of time, John.
Crazy. All right, UConn at Providence. Any chance for the Friars here who probably need a win to get in?
No, but I think they'll cover.
Arizona at USC. Bronny going to get it done? He's averaging like 2 or 3 points a game.
What do you think that spread will be?
Arizona 15? Will be 10, 10 and a half on the road.
No, I can't see.
Iowa State at Kansas State. We mentioned that one.
No.
Kansas State's terrible. But this is one of those. They beat Kansas there. This is one of those games they play well. Marquette at Xavier. We've got some Big Geese games coming up here. Marquette's coming off another loss to UConn.
Xavier needs a win.
Xavier's another 15-15. They need more than one win.
I know.
Creighton at Villanova, 2:30 game on Fox. Nova needs a win.
They need a win bad. You know, home teams in the Big East seem to play really well.
Greg McDermott signed a 5-year extension at Creighton yesterday.
That means you take Villanova, definitely.
Take him. Yeah, you take Villanova, and you take him off the Louisville wish list. Baylor at Texas Tech, 11th-ranked Bears. Texas Tech kind of needs a win.
I like Texas Tech.
South Carolina at Mississippi State. We've already talked about that. I think we both like Mississippi State in this mm-hmm. game. South Florida, 24th at Tulsa.
I love the Golden Hurricane. Load them up.
Kind of like the Bulls here.
The Bulls.
And then Sunday, Illinois at Iowa in Iowa City. Hawkeyes need a win. That's a 7:30 game on FS1 Sunday night. That's pretty much the last regular season game of the year for everybody.
Yeah.
It's Illinois at Iowa. Illinois coming off that win against Wisconsin.
And Fran and McCaffrey will be complaining,
to
right?
Purdue, the home loss to Purdue, and now they go on the road for this one.
You can't take Fran McCaffrey no matter what.
Can't take him, can't stand him, can't bet on Iowa. It's like betting on Iowa football. No fun at all.
Under.
Thanks for listening. Back at it Monday. We will recap everything that happened over the weekend. Look forward to the conference tournaments. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Tony. Thanks to Scooter. Don't eat meat today. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big Apple.